Okay, I was going to bring that up. When did you sense that the gangs were actually coming into Tulsa?
I can't put a date on it, but when I was chief of police, the gangs were moving into Tulsa, and it coincided, I believe, with the popularity of crack cocaine. It was so easy to make crack, and it was so profitable. And the gangs really represent both a business organization and a social organization in many cases. We had gangs when I was a kid in high school.
When we really got entrenched with the L.A. street gangs was in the late 70s. And I can't remember this guy's name, but he was very, very popular and high in stature in the Crips. He got a warrant out on him for a murder, I believe. And he would run to Tulsa to his aunt's. I'd take you right to his aunt's house because I would drive by there every night looking for something. His aunt lived out in Gilcrease Hills, and she would actually hide him out. So as others learned of Tulsa, it's wide open territory. You know, the police don't know anything about gangs or this or that. They would come out here, and then the birth of gangs started, and we had a particular chief of police at the time that would not ever want to acknowledge gangs, which really allowed them to flourish for a number of years. And we really got behind in any kind of enforcement because you have to collect intelligence to try to figure out who's associated with who. And when a crime happens, who to go talk to? He wouldn't let us collect that intelligence.
I can say it was Chief Drew Diamond who did not publicly want to acknowledge that gangs were in our town.
Not only publicly, internally he wouldn't acknowledge. And we thought we got around it for a while. We would put in the system Crip or Rip. In the computer system, you could pull up all the Crips. He found out about that. So then the gangs had different colors. The Crips had blue, and the Rips at that time were red. So we just put blue and red in the system. I think that worked for a while till he finally lost his job.
I wasn't around for much of that, but I remember reading in the newspaper at the time the TPD uniforms were green and taupe trousers. I remember reading the newspaper said there's only one gang in this town, and they wear green shirts.
Under your command, Crime Stoppers, did you start that?
I didn't start it. Crime Stoppers is a function of the Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. Susan Savage was the first executive director of Crime Stoppers. It worked out very well.
And Alert Neighbors?
Alert Neighbors is part of the Crime Stoppers program. It is a program which attempts to get neighbors involved in their neighborhood activities. In those areas where it has been embraced, it's been very successful.
And the Citizens Crime Commission.
Actually, I misspoke. The Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce formed the Citizens Crime Commission, which formed Alert Neighbors and Crime Stoppers and the whole thing. It's interesting. There have only been two directors, Susan Savage and Carol Bush is the current executive director. Both of them did an excellent job. But when Crime Stoppers was first announced, we went for a long time that there were no phone calls. And we finally got one, and it resulted in the solution of a vicious, vicious armed robbery of a small hamburger joint operated by an older man and an older woman who were viciously beaten during the robbery. We got the tip through Crime Stoppers and were able to solve that case. There's 100 other stories like that over the years. Crime Stoppers got the information, passed it to the appropriate law enforcement agency. And Crime Stoppers is not just a Tulsa function, it's northeastern Oklahoma. Oftentimes, Crime Stoppers gets no publicity, and they're happy with that. They want to provide the information and see to it that law enforcement gets the information and can work with it.
People are hesitant to get involved, though, aren't they, to make that call?
Yeah, and it's easy. For years, Crime Stoppers, in their attempt to assure the anonymity of the caller, contracted with a Canadian firm to answer the Crime Stopper telephone calls. That was not very successful simply because the people didn't know anything about the crimes that had occurred. They didn't know anything about Oklahoma law, the Canadians didn't, and knew nothing about street addresses and things of that nature that were being passed to them. Crime Stoppers are now going back into answering their own phones, essentially. But it's more complicated than that, but that pretty well covers it.